12 and a half before 6 o'clock? I guess I could answer that question. I guess I've we've answered this maybe somewhat before, but I don't know. There's something about me. I remember we lived on a dead-end street, 1510 Alice Street, and one particular Christmas, still remembering my grandma coming over, and Grandpa worked as a window washer, Wendell. He came over to the U.S. from the Black Forest in Germany at age 17 in the late 20s, and he had the Avon Window Company. I know one of his customers was WISN Radio. That's the only one I really remember. But somehow that day he was hit by an icicle, so he was kind of late getting there. So I don't know when that could have been. I mean, we moved into the house in May of 72, so it was Christmas of 72 or 73 because Grandpa Wendell passed in August of 74. So one of those Christmases, I don't know, it was just sort of probably the intensity of that. Like, ooh, Grandpa had been hit by an icicle and he was going to be late getting here. But it's funny because at the house, I don't necessarily remember him at all, but I do remember. But yeah, mom making cookies and her Mexican wedding cakes in particular. So anyhow, those are some memories, I guess, for me. Particular gift, I mean, yeah, the electric football, which I got twice. But then, you know, like, the electronic vibration would go out and I would just have to tap the end zone. And I heard Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk talking about that as a favorite gift as well. But then he said the players just kind of went around in circles. And one year getting a dart ball, it was like, go down to the basement to see your gift. That was kind of cool. So, anyhow. All right, but yeah, I'm sure you have better, maybe sweeter Christmas memories than that. Whatever it might be, they're special to you. If you'd share them, you know, under a minute, if you can do it in 30 seconds, 396-1670, WWIB. Today in history, December 24th, on this day in 1814, the War of 1812 officially ended when the United States and Britain signed the Treaty of Ghent in Belgium. In 1873, financier and philanthropist Johns Hopkins died at the age of 78. He left large endowments in his will to found Johns Hopkins University and Johns Hopkins Hospital, amazingly still going here in 1925, right? In 1906, the first mass radio broadcast of music was done by Reginald A. Fessenden. Also in 1968, Apollo 8 reached the moon on this day.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Yeah, during a TV broadcast, the astronauts read from the book of Genesis.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light. That it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
Astronauts James Lovell, William Anders, and Frank Borman would orbit the moon 10 times before returning to Earth. 1993, clergyman and author Dr. Norman Vincent Peale died on this day at the age of 95, remembered for his books, including The Power of Positive Thinking. So, some things from December 24th here on WWIB. And a Christmas meditation this morning. For that, we turn to an area pastor.
Hi, this is Troy Salava, pastor at Chippewa Valley Bible Church. In Isaiah 9, we read that a child is born to us, a son is given. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I love that this child, this Jesus, is perfect. He is perfectly good. He is full of peace. He's full of strength. He loves us and will adopt us. I love that with Jesus, with this King, this Emmanuel, there's no settling. There's no compromise. He's the perfect leader, and who else can we trust but him? I pray we consider that this Christmas season, to bow our knee to this Emmanuel, this King, who is perfectly good and fully trustworthy.
Thank you, Pastor Troy. Appreciate that. WWIB, we are family, and we are your Christmas station. Our question of the morning, what is a favorite Christmas memory of yours that you'd be willing to share? 396-1670, a gift given, received, time with family, a tradition, maybe somebody made it home for Christmas. Is that the case this year? 396-1670, WWIB.
Morning, Mark. I'm thinking everybody's sleeping in on you this morning, so I'll share a quick memory. I had shared last week we used to play cards to open the Christmas gifts and stuff, and different card games. The one year, one of the boys got a Super Soaker at Christmas time, and by the end of the night, which was crowding in on 11, 12 o'clock at night, we ended up in a big water fight in the house because it was very cold outside. Vicki was hollering about it at first, but then she just got involved in it too. Before we went to bed, her and I wiped up the floors and wiped off the walls and stuff, but it is a good Christmas memory. You have a great day. Bye.
WWIB, good morning. Great to be with you on this Christmas Eve Wednesday. And our question of the morning is, what's a favorite Christmas memory of yours? Doesn't need to be long. In fact, under a minute would be great. 30 seconds is fine. 396-1670.
Yes, and here's one of them that we've received already so far this morning. 715-396-1670. Leave your Christmas memory voicemail.
Good morning, guys. This is Nikki Clark calling. I just wanted to share a Christmas memory with you. When I was probably 7 years old, I remember when my parents, they didn't have much money, but sitting in a chair in our living room, and they set a large present across my lap, and it was big enough to reach from one arm of the chair to the other, and just a little kid sitting there, and I opened that up, and it was a little keyboard. And that little keyboard had such a huge impact on my life, and though God had a hand in it, it led to big things. And being a nationally known worship leader and recording artist, I just wanted to share that memory and give some encouragement to those parents to buy that instrument. It might be a big thing for your kid. Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Nikki. What a great story there.
Yeah, hailing from Boysville. Nikki, we've had Nikki Clark here before for a summer parking lot picnic and just a wonderful member of the WIB family. Here's another one, again, asking for your Christmas memories. It can be short. That's totally fine. 715-396-1670.
Good morning, Mark and Caleb and WWIB family. Merry Christmas, and I hope you all have a blessed and safe Christmas. I remember this one time many, many years ago, five perhaps, I remember I had wanted to have a wedding dress for my dolly, and I woke up in the middle of the night only to find out that Santa doesn't have his elf only at the North Pole. He has him here on Earth, too. And I seen this elf making this wedding dress for my dolly. And is my Christmas memory. And I haven't seen that elf for a long time now, since about 2005. But I know you.
Thank you, Linda. And just those two memories that, man. Yeah. What a critical role I think parents play in these Christmas memories too, and it can be simple, it can be homemade, handmade, it can be buying an instrument for a child and not knowing how it might shape their life later on too. And I think sometimes as parents we get caught up so much in trying to get the biggest and flashiest and the best, and sometimes maybe it's just something simple, but your child knowing how much you care about Christmas, but care about them. Love God, love people, right? So
seize the moment today. Seize the moment these next couple of days.